could be. There's some good news on energy bills in the pipeline, but not so good for those keen on going green. Our political correspondent Chris Mason has discovered the government's on the verge of announcing big changes to the subsidies given to the renewable energy sector. Chris, what have you found out?
Yeah, Mark, I'm told by a cabinet source there's a big reset coming on the subsidies that we as bill payers contribute to the renewable energy industry. Let me give you a couple of figures. In total, those subsidies this year add up to £4.3 billion. So it's a really big sum. This week, the think tank Policy Exchange said the average household energy bill has risen by £120 over the last 5 years due to what they called ill-thought-through energy and climate policies. My cabinet source told me we need to deal with those extra costs on electricity bills. A struggling pensioner has to pay it when she doesn't have the benefit of putting solar panels or a wind turbine on her roof. There is a hardening view in the cabinet that we've got to deal with green subsidies. Why are they doing this? In short, they want to be seen to be saving consumers money.
So that's why. What are they going to do?
Well, already last month, the government said that new onshore wind farms will be excluded from a subsidy scheme from April next year. This morning, I'm told that within weeks, the solar industry will face a cut too. Leonie Green is from the Solar Trade Association.
We're getting very anxious about what might be coming. The British industry is already very significant today. I mean, it employs over 30,000 people. It turns over billions of pounds. It's quite clear that globally, this industry is going to be worth trillions. So it's incredibly important that in terms of, you know, the global race that the Prime Minister talks about, that we make sure we have a strong solar industry in the UK.
And there lies the conundrum for the government, attempting to keep bills low, supporting emerging industries like solar, and also keeping to climate change targets with that big United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris, just a few months away now, at the end of the year.
Chris Mason, thanks very much.